Welcome to the Cuddle Sanctuary Workshop Facilitator Training Program audio lesson for guiding a cuddle workshop. I'm Jean Franzblau, the founder of Cuddle Sanctuary, and I'm honored that you've joined me. This audio lesson is a teaching tool for those attending the training program. It's meant to help you prepare for the practicum where you'll be guiding a portion of a real cuddle workshop. It's also meant for future reference. There are 12 elements that make up a Cuddle Sanctuary workshop. I'll go one by one. For each element, I'll first say a few words about it, perhaps give you a few tips, and then I'll pretend that I'm actually leading a workshop and give you a sample of what I might say. My sample language is not intended for you to memorize. I invite you to find your own style and use whatever language works for you. Chances are you're going to find your own style through trial and error. Having said that, if there's a way that I phrase something that feels right for you, feel free to use it. The 12 elements we'll explore are 1, the opening circle, 2, body and breath, 3, the first 5 guidelines, 4, the no thank you exercise, 5, the final 3 guidelines, 6, the hug, no hug exercise, 7, the 4 cuddle safe concepts, 8, paired practice, 9, 2 demonstrations, 10, the guided cuddle lab, 11, the voluntary cuddle lab, and then 12, the closing circle. For the opening circle, I recommend that you start right on the dot of time. Newcomers can be quite anxious and they just want to get started, and so that can feel like a good container is that you're starting right when you say you will. That's the commitment of doing what you say you will do. I recommend beginning with volume and confidence, and the first thing you need to do is get people to make a circle. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say start and then finish. And when I say start, that means I'm going to be pretending I'm doing the workshop. And when I say finish, you'll know that I'm no longer pretending and I'm back with you talking about the facilitation. Start. Okay, everyone, we're going to go ahead and get started with an opening circle. Please go ahead and make yourselves into a circle. You can back up a little bit here and make it so we can all see each other. Thank you. My name is Jean Franzblau, and I am the founder of Cuddle Sanctuary, and I'll be your cuddle facilitator for this experience, leading you through the experience. Welcome. I'm honored to have you here. I'm curious who here is at a cuddle workshop for the very first time in your life. Please raise your hands. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for your courage in showing up. You're welcome to be here. What we're going to do is let's go around and get to know each other. Please go ahead and we're going to share our names one by one. Whenever I give you an offer of sharing, you're always welcome to just pass. And so we'll just begin here right on my left. We're going to go around one by one again, and you are welcome to share how are you doing right now. And we can use a scale between 1 and 10. 1 is feeling quite miserable and 10 is on top of the world, never better. I'll go ahead and start. I am feeling like a 9.5 right now. Finish. So as you can tell, I was using a round robin method with closed questions so that I was just getting a one-word question or really simple, sorry, one-word answer, a very simple answer. In that way, I'm sort of holding, sort of controlling the circle in a way, and the length of responses that I get. I feel like one-word answers or quick answers are particularly easy, especially in the beginning, for newcomers to participate in a small way and then look at other people and see what they're doing. Let's move on to body and breath. It's such a great time to do body and breath is in the beginning so that people who are nervous or feeling sort of out of their bodies can just get connected with themselves. And what a great way to do it. So once again, I'll use the phrase begin and end or start and finish or something like that to let you know that I'm actually pretending to be in the workshop. And so start. I'm going to guide you through a breathing exercise. And as best you can follow my count. Go ahead and exhale the air in your body. And now inhale, 2, 3, hold, 2, 3, exhale, 2, 3, hold, 2, 3. Again, inhale, 2, 3, hold, Exhale, two, three, and hold your breath. One more time. In, two, three, hold, two, three. Exhale, two, three, hold, and you're done. Now, let's go ahead and do a body relaxation exercise. I'm going to invite you to lay on your back if you care to. You're welcome to do this sitting up if you care to. At any time, you can change your mind and do what feels right for your body. But if you choose to lay on your back, what I'll invite you to do is tense and release each body part one by one. So let's start at your feet, tense, and then let it go. Your lower legs, and release. Let's get your upper legs involved and your butt tensing, and then out it goes, relax. Your stomach and lower back. And let it all go. Your upper back and shoulders, tense them up, tense, tense, tense. And then with an exhale, you can let it all go. Now your upper and lower arms. And then your hand, let that go. Let's bring your neck into it. Try to tense just your neck. And then release. And now your head and face. Let that feel good. Now inhale and tense your whole body gently and all at once. So tense gently, gently, gently. Tense, 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 tense. And now with an exhale, out it goes completely and utterly. Release and relax. End. The next element after body and breath is the first five guidelines. And quite simply, I'm going to read them, and I recommend that you do too. You don't need to memorize these things. You can have your sheet right in front of you. It demonstrates to the customers, the clients, that you care very much about getting it right. So you don't have to hide that. You just can read right from it at first, and as long as you need to. Begin. I'm going to share with you the first five guidelines of a cuddle. First of all, I need you to arrive and stay sober. And the reason for that is so that you don't miss important social cues. So I thank you for that. Next, keep your attendance confidential unless somebody gives you permission. And so what that means is that if you see somebody outside of this event, that you don't, you know, scream across the drugstore, "Hey, I saw you at the cuddle." Some people are very private about their attendance at cuddle events. And so I'll ask everyone, please raise your hand if you agree to keep your experience here confidential. Thank you so much. And so what that means is you're welcome to talk about your own experience. You can certainly say, "Oh, I met somebody and we had this amazing conversation." Just don't, you know, provide identifying characteristics or give their name and things like that. And you should be just fine. Our third guideline is that there's no touch required ever at our cuddle event. So I'll always provide you non-touch alternatives to each exercise so you can sort of calibrate your experience with your comfort level. The fourth guideline is that you can change your mind at any time. So if you're sharing a hug with somebody or having some other cuddle experience with them, you can simply say, "I feel full," or "Thank you so much," or "I'm done now." You don't need to give an explanation at all. Oh, I just ask that you be kind and direct. That's all. And so another way to say that is just, "Thank you, I feel finished now. Bye." Bye-bye. And so having said that, the fifth guideline, which creates such a special environment here at our cuddle event and at our cuddle workshop here, is respect the boundaries of others. So if somebody says, "Okay, I'm done, bye-bye," I invite you to thank them for knowing their boundaries. So ideally, respect boundaries with enthusiasm. Like, "Oh, thanks for letting me know. See you later." End. So our next element is the no thank you exercise. That's what comes next. And you'll notice that that is a good transition. We just talked about that you can say no and be enthusiastic about receiving a no, and now they're actually going to practice that. In a moment, begin. In a moment, I'm going to put you into pairs for an exercise. The exercise is called no thank you. There's no touch required. The first person will ask their partner for a hug. The partner needs to say no thank you. The first person says something accepting and kind, like "Thank you for taking care of yourself." and then switch, so that both of you get a chance to request a hug and also to say no thank you to one, and also to thank the other person for, you know, for that boundary. This will take about a minute to complete. End. So you'll notice that there are a lot of elements of explaining an exercise that were packed right into those few sentences. So for every exercise, I recommend that you use all of these elements. One of them, as I said, that no touch is required. So I repeat that again and again throughout the workshop and throughout each exercise. I let them know how long the exercise will be, how many people that they will be paired with or grouped with. I tell them the name of the exercise so they can refer to it later if they have a question. I tell them exactly what the exercise is. You do this, the other person does that. And also I'm clear that they both get a chance before I set them free to do it. After each exercise, I recommend a debrief. That's a chance for participants to share what happened to them. Debriefs are especially important for newcomers because they're processing these rather profound experiences again and again throughout the workshop. It helps them to talk out loud about it. I notice that even people who come again and again still have new insights to share during a debrief. When you debrief, I recommend you use an open-ended question, which is a question that cannot be answered with just a word like yes or no, or I liked it, or yeah, just a word. Instead, an open-ended question asks for more. Tell me more about what's going on in there in your inner life. So a question I often ask for a debrief of the no thank you exercise is simply this. What was it like for you to say no thank you? I should mention that before a debrief, you've got to be the one to say that the exercise is over by saying, okay, wrap up your conversations, or okay, in a moment we're going to be done, and let them know to come back to circle. Please know that if they're quiet after you ask their question, it could simply mean that they're thinking about it or processing it, so don't panic. Yet, and this is the tricky part, if no one answers, it's your job to handle that smoothly. Pretend everything's okay, and then offer an insight that you've heard in the past or your own experience with the no thank you exercise, and then just move along. The other challenge with a debrief is that with an open-ended question, there might be somebody who has a lot to say. Be mindful for when it's just enough, like you've gotten enough information and everyone's benefiting, and when you might need to help them to finish or complete their statement. This really takes practice. The way that I handle it is I wait for them to take a breath, I wait for them to take a quick pause, and that is when I insert myself and say, thank you so much, what that makes me think, and then I say something positive about what they just said, and then transition to the next exercise. So listening for the pause of somebody who might be going on quite a bit is really important. Listening for that pause and getting in there and taking the reins back. Please forgive yourself if you don't have years of facilitation experience. When and if it happens that somebody sort of hijacks the workshop for a while and you can't figure out how to get it back, forgive yourself and continue working on that amazing skill of how to get the reins back diplomatically, ideally so that people don't even know that there was something happening for you as a facilitator. Now it's time for the final three guidelines, and quite simply, once again, you can read them right off the page. I've grouped these guidelines together because they're about sexuality, they're about the eroticism that people are so worried about, they're about the arousal piece, and it's about permission. So I just really like these three grouped together. Begin. I'm going to share with you now the final three guidelines of this cuddle workshop. First, keep touch rated G and stay clothed the whole time. Now about touch that's rated G, I want to give you some examples. That could be hugging, caressing the arms or face, foot, back or shoulder rubs, playing with hair, sitting or lying side by side, or spooning. Those are some examples. Now the second suggestion or guideline that I have for you is if you get aroused, don't freak out. Just change positions or do something else. The third guideline is ask and wait. If you want to touch someone, ask, then wait for their answer. This means that keep your body language neutral when asking. So don't assume they're going to be a yes. They might not be. And be ready for that no thanks. And if somebody asks you for touch and you're a maybe, we recommend that you just say no. End. Right here at the Ask and Wait Method is a great time to clarify for participants that if somebody says yes to a hug in the beginning of a workshop, doesn't mean you can grab them for a hug later in the workshop. So touch and saying yes is contextual. It's for that moment. And once again, they can change their mind at any time. It's also a great time to let them know that if they've received a yes for one kind of touch, to ask if they want to change that to, let's say, a different part of the body or a different kind of touch. Like, so if they're tickling and now they want to scratch or they want a massage, that's another request and another ask and wait. So you've just shared about the ask and wait method, so this is the perfect time to transition to the exercise called Hug, No Hug, where they get to practice it right away. Begin. In a moment, we'll all be standing up. You'll have the option to hug people. There's no touch required. You must say no thank you to at least one person. This exercise, by the way, is called the Hug, No Hug exercise. Now, the main purpose of it is to practice the ask and wait method. If you'd like to hug someone, keep your body language neutral and ask. Wait for them to respond. If they say no thanks, say something kind and move on. If you don't want to ask anyone for a hug and you don't want to receive any hugs, simply stand and say no thanks to whomever asks. There are three great ways to request a hug, and you can experiment. May I give you a hug? Would you give me a hug? Can we share a hug? What questions do you have about this exercise? Okay, so the exercise takes about 3 minutes to complete. Please stand and get started. End. So there's something that I remember to do in the hug, no hug sample language that I don't believe I did in the earlier exercise, the no thank you exercise, which is to ask, what questions do you have? I'm going to get a little facilitator geeky with you right now, asking, do you have any questions? People can feel like, oh, I'm so dumb, I have a question, versus what questions do you have? That phrase expects a question. So the smart person should have a question because they're fulfilling the facilitator's expectation of one. So the point is that phraseology can help people who have questions feel safe in asking them. As with every exercise, people tend to be having fun. It starts conversation. So you need to grab the reins of the group's attention and bring them back, ideally, back to circle for the debrief. Sometimes for a debrief, I might ask a question and then phrase it a little differently or ask a different question. Just give a few of them for them to ruminate on. Begin. What comments do you have about this exercise? What was it like for you to ask and then actually wait for an answer? End. So as you can see, I'm moving from exercises and doing and, you know, and verbal instructions. So we keep mixing it up, which really adult learners prefer. People don't prefer to be lectured to, and yet there is a lot we do need to share with them. And that's why that's the method to this, is mixing it up. So we're back to explaining things. Ideally, they're back in a circle, and you share the four cuddle-safe concepts. Begin. It's time for me to share with you the four cuddle-safe concepts. First, over there is the solo salon. That's the place in the room where you can go for some quiet time. No one will approach you during that time, and it's just meant to take a break from the workshop, observe the workshop. It's an enjoyable place to just observe what's happening. So please feel free to enjoy the solo salon at some point during the workshop, or as long as you need to. And if you see someone at the solo salon, give them privacy and quiet. Next is the buddy bench. This is the place in the room where I'm pointing right now where you can sit. The buddy bench is a place to non-verbally request that you'd like to connect or cuddle with somebody. The buddy bench concept was inspired by an elementary school in Canada where they actually put a bench in the playground and they called it the buddy bench, and it works. And that's how certain kids can, you know, have a chance to sit there and get connected to a game or to a new friend. The third cuddle-safe concept is the exit. As you can see, there's an exit over there by the door, and you can leave at any time for any reason. Just give us a nod or a heads up so we know what's going on. Finally, I am your cuddle coach. I'm here to support you and answer any questions that you have throughout the event. Even if it looks like I'm cuddling, your question or concern is my top priority, so please just let me know if you need me. End. It's time for the paired practice. Begin. In a moment, I'm going to put you into pairs. Together, you'll figure out an activity that you both would like to try and then do that activity. There's no touch required in this exercise, and you can change your mind at any time. You'll have about 3 to 5 minutes with that partner, and then I'll ask you to find a new partner. But the first person you partner with, I will pair you. And we're going to do this several times. So you have lots of options to choose from. First, let me share with you some non-touch options. You can simply bow, like in yoga, the namaste bow. You can also eye gaze, and you can do that from any distance, from across the room or quite, you know, close together. And if you'd like, you can do a staring contest, which is you look into each other's eyes and the first person who blinks loses. You can also choose to simply share gratitudes or the gratitude swap. One person shares what they're grateful for, the other person does. So that's a verbal exercise. You can also choose to do the mirror game, which is that one person, you're facing each other, one person's the leader, moving slowly enough that the other person can follow as if you are looking in the mirror at yourself. Now, the fifth one is called the lightsaber ballet, and that is inspired by Star Wars, and do with that one what you will, the lightsaber ballet. You can also choose to companion without touching, and companion simply means to sit side by side, and you're welcome to do that against the wall to support your back. Similar to companioning, you can stargaze without touching. Stargaze means to lie down side by side with as much distance between you as you choose. And then you can also choose an idea that's not on this list that you both like, so feel free to innovate. Here are some options that include touch. You can share a short or long hug. You can thumb wrestle. Perhaps you've done that as a child, and we can demonstrate that right now. Would anybody be open to demonstrating a thumb wrestling contest with me? And next is companioning, which I mentioned earlier, but this time you can choose with consent with each other using the ask and wait method to have your bodies touching. You can hold hands, your arms, and your legs and shoulders can be touching. And the same thing goes with stargazing. That can feel especially nice by holding hands. People can lift their feet up and, you know, play footsie sort of while stargazing. Take some core muscles there, though, that's for sure. You can also sit back to back, which I enjoy doing. It feels less intimate, and yet I'm touching a person and I can, you know, see how they're breathing and follow their breathing. You can also exchange shoulder rubs. There's another one. I consider this a pretty advanced technique. It's called the mama bear or the papa bear, where one person is sitting and the other person is has their back to them, and the first person is embracing them with their arms and legs. And that one would be a good one that I'd like to demonstrate for you. Who here knows how to do that? And I would love to do that with you if you'd like to demonstrate that for the group. And then, of course, you're welcome to choose an idea that's not on the list that you both like. We have so many people who've gone to these events before. It'll be great for you to innovate again. End. So you'll notice that I was asking people in a few examples to demonstrate with me. I've had people say that those demonstrations really help them, just to sort of give them permission. And the demonstration, that's sort of a touchy thing, is like you're sort of putting yourself out there quite vulnerably to say, who will demonstrate with me? You are welcome to ask a more seasoned cuddler beforehand if they would be your demonstration person. So you can always be like, to the person, David, will you demonstrate with this me? David, would you demonstrate again? And then you're not sort of putting yourself in that, oh, awkward pause, like, what if nobody, you know, wants to demo with me? So you will participate in the paired practice if there is an odd number of people doing the paired practice. Keep very aware of the group, because if one person goes to the bathroom and it was an even group, it's an odd group now, and you've got to find that person who's left without a partner and partner up with them. Typically, by the end of the paired practice, people are having a marvelous time and are wondering why you are interrupting them. They're having so much fun. That's okay, because the next portion, which is the demo, is going to help them so much, especially newcomers, to navigate the Cuddle Laboratories, which is coming quite soon. But first, you've got to grab their attention, and I'm going to demonstrate that now. Begin. Thank you, everybody. Go ahead and wrap up your conversations and what you're doing. You're welcome to stay seated with your partner right there, but just, if you will, sort of put your attention in my direction so I can share with you some demonstrations of how to ask for a cuddle. End. So for these demos especially, it could be helpful to find out who's going to be your demonstration people ahead of time. That can sort of put the pressure off of you. Or if you want to be spontaneous, you can just say, "May I have two people who've been here several times before volunteer?" And quite often people will, in fact, volunteer. The challenge with doing these demos is it is quite vulnerable to do it in front of the group. And so what's also important is to be super meticulous that you're following the guidelines that you've already set for them, the ask and wait, not leaning in, not assuming and stuff like that. So slow your roll, take a breath, take your time when you demonstrate. For your demonstration, you will be the asker. So you are demonstrating how it is to be that vulnerable one wanting to cuddle and requesting it. Remind the group that you're using the ask and wait method. And then be prepared that the person that you are demoing with might actually be a no thank you. So don't be surprised. Sometimes they'll throw you a curveball, and that's great for the whole group to witness you handling that and saying thank you for letting me know. Once the demo is complete, ask the group, what did we do particularly well, or what did you observe? So this is a debrief of the demo, and typically people will say, oh, they kept asking. They were being nice to each other. When you said no, they said thank you, stuff like that. So let them tell you what they observed. And be transparent. If the demo didn't go smoothly, you can say, here's where I made a mistake. And so please know that even after so long doing this, it can be easy to forget, especially when there's excitement and things like that. So that's a good thing to demonstrate too, is making a mistake and then owning it and saying, okay, now you've seen what that looks like. The second demonstration is called asking to join a group. So here's some sample language. Begin. Don't assume if you see two or more people cuddling that they don't want more people to join them. The only way you'll know for sure is if you ask. Here's a demonstration. So I'm going to ask two people who've been here many times before and who are open to cuddling and demonstrating a cuddle. If you will, please come to the center and get yourself into a cuddle position using the ask and wait method. Great. Now I would like to join them. And one thing I'm going to do is rather than standing above them, which can feel a little bit like I'm a giant towering over them, I'll get on their level. So I'll sit down, and I'm not going to make any assumptions that they're going to say yes, but I'm going to ask the person closest to me, if I may join them. But I'll also ask everybody in the group who might be impacted by my joining them, like by touch. In other words, if I'm that close that I would be touching them, if I, for example, were spooning, then I ask each of the people prepared that one of them might say no thank you. And if there are no thank you, I just thank them and move along to do an activity with somebody else. End. So this is also a great time to ask the group what questions they have, because this is a can be a source of anxiety for especially newcomers, this idea of asking to cuddle. Whoa. Now the group is ready for the guided cuddle lab. And I recommend offering at least three different activities that they can do as groups. And let me go ahead and share that with you. Begin. It's time for the guided cuddle lab. I'm going to give you several choices of activities that you can do. There's no touch required, and you can always opt out. You can always change your mind, and you can move from one group to another at your leisure. The guided cuddle lab will last for about 10 minutes, and here are the different places in the room where you are invited to try some activities. End. So as you consider which activities to do for the guided cuddle lab, make sure that at least one is a non-touch one, or gives an option for non-touch. But also keep tabs on the group's capacity. If this group is super, super shy, then asking for a spoon train and the mama bear, papa bear, a line of that might be very overwhelming and like too much for them. It's rare that that happens, but consider, take the temperature of the group as you make suggestions for this exercise. One option can be the sit-down massage train, and they can move different parts of the train with consent of the group. They can stargaze with no touch required. They can companion against the wall, and that's with touch or no touch. They can dance, and over there, you could point to an area where it's the dance area, and that's delightful when people take you up on that. No touch required there. And the spoon train certainly is for an advanced group, and you can explain how that works. And then another activity that the attendees can create for themselves, because you can offer them to innovate often throughout these guided exercises. At this point, you would put some music on and allow people to find their way through the experience. At this point, people are generally having a super time, and so it's time to transition to the voluntary Coddle Lab, which requires some guidance and some very specific, because this could be quite scary for people. I've had one person say they feel like they're jumping off a cliff, or they've been thrown off a cliff when it's the voluntary Coddle Lab. So please keep in mind that some people might still have some anxiety. So I recommend you lower the music and ask people to find a stopping point in their conversations. Begin. It's time for the voluntary Coddle Lab. You are free to make requests for cuddling, have alone time, experiment with cuddle activities, and create your own experience. The Buddy Bench and Solo Salon are there for you, and please come to me as your cuddle coach at any time for ideas, support, or practice ask and wait. This lab will last for 60 minutes, and then we'll have our closing circle. I'll give you a heads up when we have 10 minutes before the closing circle. Good luck, everybody. The Cuddle Laboratory has begun. End. So how many minutes is the voluntary Cuddle Lab? The way to calculate that is knowing that you have a closing circle that takes at least 10 minutes. How many minutes from now, look at your watch or the clock or what have you, or your phone, how many minutes from now until 10 minutes before this thing ends? Now, with a larger group, you might want to give 15 minutes for the closing circle. I like as best as I can to hold the container of finishing on time. That can be important for people that they know that they're leaving, and that sort of is the finish of the container for them. So keep that in mind. For the closing circle, use the techniques that we've discussed for debriefing to guide the closing circle. First, you gently encourage people to come back to circle. They may be quite hesitant to do so, so just be kind and just keep on encouraging. You're welcome to have people stay touching and stay cuddling in a circular fashion. And then offer three options to share. This time we're not doing round robin. We're no longer in that linear space. Instead, people can just share at their leisure in what's called popcorn style, which is whoever feels called to share, they share. Begin. Welcome to the closing circle. It's been a wonderful evening with you. And I'd like to give you three options to share. You're welcome to share a highlight, which is a peak moment. You can also share a first. Did something happen to you that's never happened in your life? And a third thing is you're welcome to praise. Do you want to compliment somebody in the room? Who has a highlight, a first, or a praise? End. You don't have to offer a chance to share lowlights, but you are welcome to. I consider that an advanced facilitation technique because it's very easy to take somebody's lowlight as, you know, personally. It's also, one might need to control the group because there might be somebody who's a very caregiving type of person who wants to fix it. Also, somebody who feels protective of the leader and feels like the leader's been attacked and feels like they need to sort of fix that. So that's why when offering a low light, you can say, you know, you're welcome to share a low light or a disappointment. We don't need to fix that, but we certainly do listen in hopes of making this event better for you. And a reminder to the group is you don't need to fix anybody's low light. It can feel very satisfying to simply be heard. Does anyone have a low light? So that can be a sample of how that can go. The next important part of a closing circle is to share what are your upcoming events and promotions. People are feeling so good and so grateful that they can feel extra good if they share what they're feeling with people in their lives. So this is a time to say, please, let's expand this community. Invite somebody to come and share what you've experienced here with more people in your life. Next, I would encourage you to mention how to get grounded, especially when people are so blissed out on oxytocin. And I'll demonstrate that now. begin. In a few minutes, things are going to shift a lot. I'm going to put on upbeat music. You're going to have an option to help clean up. And the reason we do that is not only is it great to help them, thank you for that, but also it helps you get grounded, get in your body, remember about objects and things in the room, remember everything that you brought and take everything you brought here home, and so that you can prepare for a safe journey home. But first, we're going to go round robin, person by person, and each of you will have a chance to share, and you're welcome to fill in the blank with this statement. I leave here with blank. If you don't choose to do I leave here with, you're also just simply welcome to share a sentence, an insight, a word, a poem, a song, a little something, or you're always welcome to pass. End. And from there, using a phrase that they can be familiar with to let them know that this whole event is over, you can say, okay, everybody, this cuddle is complete. And if you're super savvy, you'll have your controls for the volume of the music and possibly the music already selected for the more upbeat choice. And then you say, this event is complete. And then boom, some awesome song. Like, they're like, whoa, it just changed. It's just different. And what can happen is that people are, you know, can dance, which is really fun, or just feel really free to socialize. And for some people, it's their most favorite part of the whole workshop is it's over and they can just talk and hang out and talk and share and et cetera. So this is the end of the facilitation of a Cuddle Sanctuary type of workshop. Good luck and thank you.